Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to read verses 3 through 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Last week, you might remember in his exhortation, Mr. Schwieso reminded us that we must remember to wake up because there's a real spiritual realm that exists around us, and indeed a spiritual battle going on around us. And as prudent men and women, we must foresee the evil and hide ourselves from it and be aware, be awake to the spiritual reality and engage it properly. And in our passage here today, we're reminded of that the real battle that's waged in this life is a spiritual one. And for we definitely live in the physical world. We see that all around us right now. But the battle we're part of is spiritual. And so we're not to engage this battle with carnal weapons of flesh of the physical world because they're just not effective against the spiritual strongholds. Think of the best fighter jet aircraft in the world. It's not effective in shutting down the evil in men's hearts that lead them to embrace a selfish hatred for the Almighty God. It's just not. It's not effective. No, the weapons of our warfare are not of this world. They are mighty in God. It is the precision convicting scalpel of the Holy Spirit, of the Word of God, that really softens men's hearts. No physical weapon in the world has the same effect. And the spiritual engagement that we're called to is victorious against this evil that exalts itself against God. Now let's look at our passage today. We'll see one important component of this battle that I'd like to focus on. And that's how these spiritual battles often rage and take place in our minds. Spiritual battles take place in our hearts. They take place in our wills and our affections and our desires. But let's today just consider the spiritual battle in our mind. How important it is to think rightly, to have the mind of Christ. Our passage today gives us a glimpse of what this battle looks like. It's the spiritual weapons of spiritual warfare that are mighty in God. And so the thoughts and arguments that might come into our mind that are evil, see, they're wrongly exalting themselves against God. And so these thoughts are not obedient to Christ. These thoughts and considerations they're out of alignment with Christ, right? They're out of alignment with the truth of the everlasting Word of God. In order to have the mind of Christ, the thoughts in our minds must be in alignment with Christ, with the truth of God. They must be brought into conformity with Christ, or they must just be completely jettisoned and thrown away, which is what we find ourselves having to do more often than not. If anyone here has ever worked with wood, maybe long planks of wood, maybe you've built a deck or a structure or a fence, you know that you sometimes get some boards that are extremely warped, and they're just not in the same alignment or plane with all the other boards. And so you know that they have to be brought into alignment, which you can do sometimes, or you just have to throw them away. They cannot be used. And so it is in the spiritual battlefield of our mind, thoughts must be parallel and brought into alignment with the truth of Christ, or they must be thrown away. Psalm 19 speaks to us of the true, straight, pure way of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the right simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And so if this is the way of God, if this is the truth, sometimes thoughts that come in our mind are out of alignment. And they need to come into alignment with the truth of God, in conformity into Christ's thoughts, or we must just throw these thoughts away, and they shouldn't belong in our mind. And so it is, you may have thoughts come in your mind that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. Maybe thoughts that are out of alignment with the truth. Maybe you have a temptation of lust. Maybe you have a temptation to gossip in your mind. Maybe it's a thought of envy towards a brother or sister, or covetousness, or maybe not thinking the best of a brother or sister, or maybe a fear, a fearful thought that something horrible may happen. These disobedient thoughts must immediately be brought captive into obedience with Christ, to the truth, to the spiritual reality that exists as God's redeemed ones. Christ has already won the battle. You bear the name of Christ. No principality or power can defeat the King of Kings, yes, even in the depths of your mind. And we see this exhortation again in Romans 12, don't we? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. Renew your mind by aligning it, conforming it, patterning it to the ways, not to the ways of the world, but to the ways of Christ. Renew. There's a continual renewing. This is a very critical battlefield for us Christians, the mind. Most of you may have heard of R.C. Sproul. Anybody heard of R.C. Sproul? Pretty famous theologian. He's actually respected by all walks of Christianity and even atheists for his steadfastness in the faith. And, you know, of all the things he could have called his ministry, he called it renewing your mind with R.C. Sproul. You ever heard of that? Renewing your mind. Perhaps because he knew what an important battleground our minds are for truth. And so it really matters. This is why education in the fear of the Lord is important. What we study, what we read, what we taught, what we learn, it matters. It's what we're filling our mind with. Because in the most critical battlefields, you want good weapons, don't you? Christ told us the greatest commandment is to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Brothers and sisters, this is one way in which we love the Lord with all our mind. We don't do it with carnal weapons of the world. We don't do it with psychology, with motivational good feel speeches. We don't do it with entertainment that tells us to turn off our brains. No, we strive after spiritual engagement, where the weapons of our warfare are effective in taking evil thoughts captive and turning them obedient to Christ's truth. One aspect we have to remember in the spiritual battle is that spiritual battle in the mind can be very fast. Thoughts can come into your mind very quick. And so it doesn't take much time for a fearful thought to come in, an unloving consideration of our brother or sister to come in. So we must not only have thoughts, turn to Christ, but just fill our minds already with good things so that they're already on the mind of Christ. This is not a lazy mind. The Christian's mind is not disengaged and one that you want to turn off to have a bit of relaxation. No, we're to be sober, watchful, vigilant, because that lion is on the loose, roaming about. Always have the sword of the Spirit ready, which means we're to memorize the word, meditate on the word of God, so that the sword is right there when those thoughts might drop in. But moreover, it's important to fill our mind with the good things of God, so that there's not much room, right? There's no room for the evil to enter in. Think on the good things of Christ. I know from this pulpit you've heard of Philippians 4:8, and I hope it's not the last time you hear of it, but this tells us what to think on. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report. If there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. What a dangerous thing it is to think for a long time and not dwell on God. So turn everything in your mind to Christ. Put the context of Christ in everything you do. Now let's consider, especially as we enter our time of confession, let's consider the thoughts that we might allow to flow through our mind, and how these thoughts must be taken captive to the obedience of Christ, or we must throw them away immediately. And this is how the Christian mind works. It's full of thoughts aligned to Christ's truth, or we discard those thoughts, and they must be replaced with thoughts of things that are noble and true, praiseworthy and just. So let's now go to our time of confession, brothers and sisters, and we have this time of confession where we're silently going to take a moment to personally and individually confess before God those sins of which we need to bring before the Lord. But as we do that, let us confess our evil thoughts that we may allow to take hold in our mind. And may we call them for what they are, their lies. Name them for what they are. They are exalting themselves against God and disobedient to Christ's truth. But let us confess, maybe if we don't allow our minds to be filled with good things. Sometimes we allow our minds to be filled with unedifying things that open a door for disobedient thoughts to enter in. And may we call upon God to renew our minds, to give us the mind of Christ, to love God with all our mind, and to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, Lord, we thank you that you have given us these minds, an amazing gift in which we can consider your deep truths. Oh, Lord, we confess to you that sometimes thoughts come into our mind from the old man that stirs up within us, from the enemy that is swirling about us, from the world, from these enemies, Lord. And God, we know that these thoughts are disobedient to the truth of Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would forgive us for allowing these to enter our mind. And Lord, we pray that you would instead convict us by the Spirit to fill our minds with the good truths of your word, of the amazing things that you're doing in our lives. Oh Lord, we come to you today and we ask that you would renew our mind, that you would give us the mind of Christ, and that you would fill our thoughts and minds and even our conversations and everything that comes out of our mind, oh God, with the good things that you have given us. We take a moment now to confess and pray to you of these things.